Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Bronwyn and Franz Diener of the International House of Reiki. Bronwyn and Franz teach Reiki around the globe and are the authors of the Reiki Sourcebook, the Japanese Art of Reiki, the Reiki Techniques card deck, and the soon-to-be-released A to Z of Reiki. The music you are listening to, Reiki Khan, is available at the International House of Reiki website, www.reiki.net.au. Hi, my name's Bronwyn, and today we have with us Bronwyn Kirkpatrick. Welcome, Bronwyn.
Thank you very much.
Now, Bronwyn is a Shihan, which is a master of the Shakuhachi. Shakuhachi. Is that correct?
Right. Yes. Shakuhachi.
The shakuhachi is a Japanese bamboo flute, which is, I've heard, said to be the only flute that you really do have to learn from scratch, no matter how musical you are. So it's obviously not an easy instrument to play.
Yes, that's right. Some people feel it's the hardest instrument in the world to play. But, even professional musicians, they have to go right back to the beginning with shakuhachi, trying to make a sound. That's what happened to me, from clarinet to shakuhachi. So, yeah, everyone's in the same boat to begin with.
Right, so it's not like picking up a recorder or anything like that.
No, it's making the sound that's the hard part to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so okay. It's getting exactly the right position in the next time.
Well, for a number of years, we used in our treatments and sometimes in parts of our courses a CD, which was created by a group called Synchronicity. The CD is of a shakuhachi player, and that's Riley Lee. And I understand he's your teacher.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then recently we've discovered, Bronwyn, your CD with the beautiful shakuhachi playing on that. And the CD is called Moon, and I'll actually have an MP3 of it on this actual page on the website so people can listen to that. And it really is one of our most popular CDs for people to listen to during treatments and courses. Mm-hmm. Everyone comments on it and they find the sound of the shakuhachi really quite unique. And I think it doesn't really have a... Would I be right in saying that it doesn't have a lot of melody? Is that the term to use? It doesn't distract you when you're going into a deep healing space.
That's right. Yeah, the shakuhachi it's more about subtleties in tone colour than about lots of notes. And a Western musical instrument is about lots of different notes creating different melodies. Whereas the shakuhachi, it's limited to 5 notes. It's a pentatonic scale. So it's not so much about the melody, it's about the sound and the journey that the sound takes you on. And the shakuhachi can play melodies, of course, as well, but the traditional way of playing, it's a very limited set of notes.
That's
interesting. There's a lot of repetition in that as well.
Yes.
So that's where the meditation is.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because you say that your CD Moon is written specifically around the themes of relaxation, meditation and contemplation.
Mm.
Would you consider this to be common for the shakuhachi?
Yeah, traditionally that is how the shakuhachi was used in Japan. It was used by the Zen Buddhist monks as their meditation tool. So they played traditional Zen pieces called honkyuku. The pieces on my CD are improvised, but they come from that same source, so a limited number of notes taking you on an inner journey, connecting you to the sound and to the breath. Yeah. So it's the same origin.
We use it in treatments. So how would you say that it could also be beneficial for something like that? So for inner healing?
Yeah, so the listener, I think it's the sound of the shakuhachi. It has a very melancholy and soulful, relaxing quality to it. So for the player, you get the benefits of the sound, but for the listener as well, the sound just takes you on a journey. And also the breath. So for the player, you're involved in the breathing, and so that's the meditation. But for the listener, you can actually tune in to the breath and slow your breathing down and breathe with the player. So I think they're the benefits, the sound and the breath.
The sound and the breath.
Yeah.
Because the breathing is obviously very important in playing the shakuhachi.
Yes. Yeah, the way the traditional pieces played, the focus is on the breath. So each individual phrase is each individual length of breath. So, for instance, with a Western melody, that's not always the case, and you have to snatch quick breaths in order to complete a phrase. Whereas with shakuhachi, the phrase is the length of the breath. So it's a tool to see the breath in many ways and to become aware of your breath. That's the meditation again, in the breath. Mm.
Playing the shakuhachi would also be considered a Japanese art.
Yes.
What do you work with? Do you work with specific energy centres?
For me and for my training, both with Riley and in Japan, it's really been the focus on the breath purely. So that becomes the tool. So you learn your pieces, you internalize them, and then they become a tool to see the breath. In the end, it becomes very simple. It's just down to that one thing.
Hmm.
However, that's a very deep thing to realize, and it takes many years to actually get to that point where you can just focus on the breath and get out of the way of yourself in doing that. So you are the breath, you are the sound. Yes.
And that's a part of your practice, to actually move into that space.
That's right. Yes, that's where the meditation is. So you become one with the instrument and with the sound. It's like turning the mind off. There's no mind anymore. That's a difficult thing to do because we think and we analyze when we're playing. That's the distraction. It takes you away from the sound and from the breath. So it's getting to a point technically, but also I think a point spiritually where you can step outside, get away from yourself and just become the sound and the breath.
Is the playing of the shakuhachi spontaneous or technical?
It's both. So initially it's technical, so you have to train your body and you have to train your mind to be able to play the pieces. And that takes several years usually to get to that point where you can technically play the pieces. Then after that, you have to forget about that. And so you let the body do it. The body becomes the instrument for meditation.
So how did you go about writing the music for Moon?
Well, that is all improvised. So none of it was actually written. I just went into the recording studio and began to play. I had an idea of the kind of structure that I wanted, so beginning on the surface a little bit, fast, light sounds, and then gradually working down into deeper flutes and into a deeper state of consciousness, and then coming out again, the other side. So that was the structure of my improvisation, and then I just went into the studio and did it. And whatever came out in that moment was what is on the CD.
Mm. Well, I can see why using that sort of structure, why it is such a great CD for working with healing. Mm. That's starting off light and bringing you into it and then bringing you back out of it again at
That's
the end.
That's right, yeah.
What sort of preparation do you do when you're working with the flute, especially when you're creating your own music?
I think just a lot of blowing. Yeah, just doing it a lot. That's the preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to keep your lips in shape. So I blow every day if I can. Just being in touch with the flute, being in touch with that energy.
What sort of immediate preparation would you do when you go into a studio and mm-hmm. you're there with your flute? You just immediately begin, or you actually do a practical form of meditation?
Okay. What I do is I blow a single tone, and this is the lowest note on whatever flute I'm choosing to use at the time, and I just blow this tone. I usually like to blow at least 20 of them. This gets me in touch with the flute, it gets me in touch with my breath, and it stills my mind. So this is my preparation. It's like a meditation before I begin to play. Yeah, so it's being in touch.
Yeah. And your own training, could you just tell us a little bit about that? I think it's interesting for Reiki people who are interested in the Japanese aspects of Reiki to find out a little bit more about what sort of practice goes into living a specific practice.
Well, if I talk about my experiences in Japan, I did my first intensive period of study in Japan in 2004, and I've done three since then. But of course, before that, I was studying with Dr. Riley Lee here in Sydney. But Japan was a very intense experience because I was there purely to study shakuhachi. I had my own apartment and I was having 4 to 5 shakuhachi lessons a week, and the rest of the time I was practicing. So it was a very focused, very intense time, but incredibly rewarding at the same time. The lessons themselves, they followed a specific structure. I would play, firstly, the single tone with my teacher. Then I would play the Honkyuku, the Zen Buddhist piece that I am studying at that time. And usually that piece has to be performed by memory. So it's something that you have completely internalized when you present it to your teacher. And then the teacher comments. Often they're technical aspects. They don't often talk about the spiritual aspects of playing shakuhachi. These are things that you discover in the doing yourself. So he would talk about technical aspects like sound and pitch and tone color and breath. And then we would play the piece together. And the interesting thing about Honkyuku is that there is no beat like a Western piece of music. There's a specific flow that you begin to feel through firstly mimicking your teacher, but then after a period of time, discovering the flow of that piece for yourself. And that may be different from your teacher's flow. It's part of the process of internalizing the piece. So that in the end it becomes your own expression, you're owning the piece, and it's something that is an expression of your essence. So it's a very powerful, very intense thing, playing a Honkyuku. It's the essence of your being that you're expressing. That's basically what my experience has been in Japan. That intensive study with a teacher and also intensive practice. And in that, you really get a chance to go very deeply into the tradition and into yourself at the same time. Yeah, so it's been a wonderful experience for me.
How have you found that it's changed your life?
It's given me something very solid in my life. It's something that is there as a foundation for everything that I do in my life now. I think that experience, it just gave me a lot of self-confidence, and it's something that I carry into every area of my life. Yeah, just a deep, solid experience like that.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Bronwyn.
Thank you.
And I think that Reiki people will really appreciate the depth of this music when they listen to it. So thank you very much for bringing that to us.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.